General Motors announced in June that it would close the Janesville assembly line. It followed through on that decision last week. But the governor says there was a period this summer when his office was talking to GM, and when he's convinced there was still a chance for a deal to save Janesville.
We were ready to make a very major financial commitment to GM.
The governor says the package crafted by his office and others would have made Janesville the most modern plant in the General Motors family. Perhaps more importantly to GM, it would have also changed the labor agreement. And Doyle says it was basically on the table until the country's financial system stalled and brought the rest of the economy down with it.
Right up to the collapse. I mean, I'd been in Detroit. We had presented a very, very good proposal. This was after they had announced that they were going to close. They, by no means, I don't want to say they have said, oh, yeah, we're going to keep it open, but they did say they were very interested by our proposal, very impressed by it. The state was ready to step forward in a major way to make a real commitment there, as was the county and the city, and maybe most importantly, the union.
The governor says GM has enough other problems these days that it's hard to get the company's attention to discuss Janesville. Doyle says he thinks there's still a chance General Motors or some other company will set up shop in Janesville again.
It is not fanciful. It is not just a dream. But given the state of the economy, it's going to be very, very tough.
1,200 workers were laid off when GM halted production in Janesville. The plant had been open for about 90 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.